If I may just share for a moment or two about the playing championships, we worked it out during the week when it was first started. The Free Presbyterians first went down to the playing championships. This was a great event. There's over 200,000 people come to this over a 3-day event, so there's thousands and thousands of people there. And we worked it out that we first went down in 1998. I suspect it was earlier than that, but it was around 1998. And when the first time we went down, there was just three of us. There was the Reverend Gordon Dane, Desi McComb and myself. And we just went down with three boxes of tracts under our arm, did what we could. And we've made our way up now to the slow route. So we put up a marquee. And on Wednesday, there were no less than 20 Free Presbyterians in the tent, or giving out calendars and so on to the people. 12,500 calendars went out, a lot of literature, and we did a work in the tent. We put a lot of emphasis on that. People came in for a cup of tea and a little biscuit or two, and we sat down and we chatted them about the things of God. Posters up with the scripture on them. This year we're very pleased to report that God moved among us, and this was very visible, and that a number of young people were saved. There were five of a little family came in. I think it was two brothers and a sister, or two sisters and a brother, and two cousins came in. And the Reverend McLaren from Tully Vallon spoke with them, and the five of them professed faith in the Lord Jesus. And then the next day, there were three teenagers come in, and two of them were converted by the grace of God, professed faith. The third man, or the third young one who was with them, did not want to know, and he began to mock and to interfere a little. He went out in disgust, and then he came back in again and tried to disrupt what was being said. And he managed to do that just a little bit, disrupted one of the young men seeking the Lord. I don't know how Calvinistic this is to say this, but you'll know what I mean, and give me the benefit of the doubt. He sought the Lord again, just to make sure that he had done it right the first time. So the Lord knows those that are his. He was evidently desirous to get the matter right with God. And it's very important. We need to pray for that young, for those ones that did profess faith, and particularly for that young one who thought that he would disrupt and evidently despise the things of God. What a terrible thing it is to be lost and go out into eternity without the Saviour. But to try and bring our people with you, my, that was really the devil at work. But God is sovereign in all his ways. And when the Lord calls, we believe that he calls with a grace that cannot be resisted. So we do continue to pray. There were a lot of calendars went out in literature. And I just pray that the Lord would bless his own work.